cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be at a 24-hour laundromat at 2 in the morning.
Oh.
When you're trying to steady an unbalanced dryer. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, "You Made the Pistons Inside My Engine Pound Like a Drum."
Whoa,
man for woman, 44, used car lot.
Ooh, so poetic already.
You were the cute brunette saleswoman who sold me a used vehicle the other day. I was the tall guy with a leather jacket and matching leather pants who came into the lot around 5 p.m.
Sounds sweaty to me.
And I guarantee you would remember meeting somebody like that.
Uh-huh.
I told you I was looking to buy a Trans Am. You smiled and said, "We haven't had one of those on the lot since 86. Instead, you showed me an early 90s Corolla and pointed out the spacious legroom in the back. And then in parentheses it says, "Was that flirting?"
I don't think so. She was
probably just trying to sell a car.
Instead,
I asked if the car had ever been in a wreck before, but you changed the subject to the newer tires.
Oh.
I know your game, kitten. But I must admit, those were really nice tires, and I was hooked.
Oh, my God. I bet this woman sells so many cars.
Yeah, she sounds great.
Yeah.
I asked, "What's the best deal that you can give me on this baby?" You licked your lips and offered it to me for a cool 11 grand.
Ooh.
That. With a 1-year warranty on interior rust protection.
Yeah, because that's where you need the rust protection.
A few minutes later, I was signing papers and I said, "Looks like the little guy sometimes does win in this biz."
No.
Oh,
and
no.
Trust me, with my credit score, it's a win.
Yeah.
I'm happy to drive off with
anything. God, yep. Yeah.
We shared a laugh as you handed me the keys. If you see this, I don't think you can deny the chemistry we shared. Let me take you for a spin in my brand new, used 1992 Corolla, backseat approved from Hannibal.
Backseat approved. Oh, he got taken for everything.
Yeah, he did.
This next misconnection is titled, "Trying to Reconnect, Man for Woman, 54, Target." You were the older blonde with the blue rain jacket I ran into when perusing the Hallmark racks last night. I was the dark-haired fellow with the white dress shirt and bolo tie.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Oh, I love a bolo tie.
Dude, my grandpa used to rock a bolo tie.
At one point, I leaned over and asked what kind of card you were looking for. You smiled and said, "Pet graduation." I told you that I was looking for a humorous, "Sorry for your loss" card.
Humorous?
Well, I don't know.
There's no such thing.
I haven't seen a humorous "sorry for your loss" card, but there probably should be one.
Yeah, apparently there's a market for it, guys.
No.
We're missing out.
That's when you told me you found a happy birthday one earlier that you thought was really funny.
Oh.
Immediately upon seeing it, I burst into tears because it reminded me of my dead grandmother.
Oh,
no.
The bright yellow sunflower on the front of the card made me wish that my granny never climbed in the tractor on that fateful day.
Oh, my God. Wow. Granny, what happened?
You consoled me as I wept openly in the card section.
Poor Mr. Bolo Tie Man.
This guy.
At one point, you reached over and tried using an empty envelope as tissues to wipe my tears.
Oh, my God. I just feel paper cuts all over.
But unfortunately, it says they gave me tiny paper cuts.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You apologized and said you had to leave, but we agreed to meet back in the card section same time the next evening. When I came back, you were a no-show.
Of course.
And again, I wept openly in the card section.
And no one was there for him this time.
Alone this time.
Oh, I hope he gave himself paper cuts in the envelope.
I hope this was just a miscommunication. Tell me when you are free to meet again, from Jack.
Why do I feel bad for the first two dudes in Craigslist misconnections today?
This next misconnection is titled, "I rear-ended you in the drive-thru." Woman for man, 35, Jack in the Box. I was at Jack in the Box, pulling forward while searching the glove box for my 50% off curly fries coupon.
Mm.
And that's when I smashed into the back of your Honda Sonata.
Oh.
Ouch.
You appeared angry and got out of the car like a World Wrestling Federation champ ready to pummel the competition.
Oh my God, I feel like he just tore his shirt off in my imagination.
Before you got to me, I unbuttoned my blouse, one extra button.
Hello.
When our eyes met, you pointed your finger in my general direction and yelled, "Hey, you rear-ended me!"
Yeah.
I coyly replied, "I'm sorry." How about you do the same to me?
Whoa!
And we'll be even. That's a good way to calm down a situation like that.
She knows how to get out of trouble.
Oh, that would work on me.
It says, you looked confused, and that's when I got out of the car. I sauntered over to you, smiling, hip swaying, and that's when I offered to give you my 50% off curly fries coupon.
Oh,
that'll make up for it.
That's kind of romantic. Mm-hmm.
You grabbed the piece of paper and threw it on the ground and then stomped on it.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I leaned in and whispered, I haven't been insured since 2007.
I don't think that is classified as sexy talk.
Yeah.
No, not really. And then it says, you threatened to call the cops. And I said, go ahead. They already know me well.
Oh, uh-oh. She's a bad girl.
Hey.
Instead of arguing, you got back into your car, slammed the door, hopped the curb, and took off.
Wow.
To tell the truth, I really was insured, and I never used that coupon. Tell me when I can repay you sometime.
Oh,
from Leanne.
For
now she wants to repay him.
Yeah.